Does it say back the letter? Will you? Okay. Now, you know, I say I want to write to someone. Do you know his
address?
Okay. That little boy's learned something new. Maybe he's learned how to whistle or something like that. You didn't teach him. You say,
who taught you how to whistle?
Okay. He'd learned how to whistle or something like that. Okay. Now, a little boy who has done something naughty and a girl saw him do it. Boy says, now, you don't want to, don't go to mother, run to mother and...
Pimp on me.
And what?
Or tattle. Pimp.
Pimp on me?
Mm-hmm. Or tattle.
What pimp means tell on you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what was something a child might play with? What'd you call that?
Toy.
Toy. You want a bouquet for the dinner table, you'd say you go out in the garden and
pick me some flowers.
Pick me some flowers, okay.
Pick a bouquet.
Okay, now Mr. Roy, something happens you expected or predicted was going to happen, you might say, or a child hurt himself or something going wrong, you might say, somebody comes in and tells you what happened, you say,
I told you so.
Okay, well, you just, what would you say about it?
Well, I told you that was going to happen. I told you so.
Okay, or what if you hadn't told anybody, but you just had a feeling?
I knew it was going to happen.
Okay. All right.
I had a premonition that it was going to happen.
Yeah. Had anything like that happen to you?
Yeah, I've had premonitions before, you know. Kind of like dream coming true, you know. Certain times in life, I mean, you just have that feeling, you know, something's, when you get home, you're going to have bad news or something, you know. Somebody sick, or the dog died, or the animal died, or something like that, you know. I can appreciate the marvels of modern medicine, but I can't appreciate trying to prolong life. I really and truly think that they do the people an injustice, you know what I mean?
In other words, old days folks just used to
that's right.
Die with dignity.
If they can die with dignity, you know what I mean? Most of them can face it, they know it, you know. And like I said, just to prolong the agony, you know, of the family, and that's usually entail a big expense and so on, I just think that's cruel, you see.
Yeah. Well, my father feels that same way. He won't put people on glucose anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He won't put people on stuff that'll just continue to prolong their life, and he did this with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He had a urinary infection, or liver, kidney tract infection. He wasn't, you know, he said he's been struggling. 2 years now.
It's just not worth it. I mean, if I die, I mean, when my time comes, why? I hope that I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And I just can't see, like some of these people, like that girl that was up there, you know, they was been in a coma for a year. I believe it was a year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So many months.
Terrible. But you know, you got to say, well, you're not. It's easy for us to say because we wasn't
the victim. You know, you wasn't close to.